Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Somebody says, Pastor, what is a kingdom harvest? It is a harvest that pleases God. It is a breakthrough that pleases God. It is a blessing that pleases God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a revelation that pleases God. What pleases God is what enhances the one who pleases God, who is Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, you can have breakthroughs in your life. You can have prosperity in your life. You can have a harvest in your life. You can have revelations and illuminations in your life. The question you have to ask yourself is it a kingdom one? Is my breakthrough enhancing the person of Jesus? Or it put aside the kingdom word, the word of God that Jesus is, I cut corners and I got a breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A kingdom harvest is the one that weevils and pests cannot attack. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you know that you can harvest your corn and put it somewhere and weevils will enter into the corn. And you can have a harvest on your field. And you can have Amokua come to eat of the harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is not a kingdom harvest. A kingdom harvest is a harvest that is protected by the kingdom, because it came about by the kingdom seed that the word of God at work, you were working it in your life. That is what has produced it. And because of that, it is insulated from weevils, from pests. When they touch it, they will rather die. I am tired of a harvest that does not endure. I am tired of breakthroughs that you'll get it today and tomorrow. There is no sign that you got even a breakthrough today. Because it is like you make 2 steps forward and then you come back 3 steps. Because the breakthrough is attacked by the devil, by the systems of this world. But that cannot be done to a kingdom harvest. It cannot be done to a harvest that Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that there is no sowing. There is no sacrifice that you do as a farmer. There is no giving that you can do. There is no investment before God if it does not draw attention to Jesus. if it does not enhance the person of Jesus, it does not enhance the word, the principles, the teachings of Jesus, you cannot look at that kind of breakthrough, that kind of harvest, that kind of growth, whether in your finances, in your ministry, and you cannot point to the working of the kingdom word that brought it about. I want you to understand that such a harvest can be eaten up. So you see that you will grow and then it will dwindle. You will grow and then the thing will dwindle. Whether in your finances, whether in even revelation, it can be taken from you, even that which you seem to have.
Now, I want you to share Jesus.
Because you see, in life practically, we are torn between our sacrifice, our labor when we wake up in the morning, and the labor of Jesus Christ he did 2,000 years ago for us. Jesus' one seems to be far away, 2,000 years ago. And ours seems to be close, because we can feel in our bodies the kind of labor we are putting our minds to in learning, the kind of labor we are putting our bodies to in getting up to work and sacrificing and giving ourselves to God. Our labor regarding those things. But the labor that Jesus did 2,000 years ago, it becomes very small. We push it to the background. And we say we are sowing. We are laboring. We forget the most viable seed that was sown 2,000 years ago. But today I want your attention to come to what Jesus Christ did for us. Because the Bible says that you can give all your goods, even give your body to be burnt. You can sow and invest yourself in something, but if it has no love, that love there is talking about Jesus. If he has no Jesus, it's not promoting Jesus' person, his teachings and his performance. The Bible says that it profits you nothing. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And then verse 9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Look into your Bibles. Let me ask you a question. According to this scripture, how do you become rich? Does it mention your sowing? Does it mention your sacrifice? Does it mention your hard work from morning till midnight? Does it mention your business acumen and your business prowess? Does it mention how smart you are and your connections? What is God's way of becoming rich? Through the sacrifice of Jesus. So practically, whatever thing you do in this life, whatever giving you give to the church, whatever dedication you dedicate yourself to your secular job, if it doesn't draw attention to Jesus, if you do not draw attention to Jesus, by which you labor, that sacrifice cannot make you rich. If it makes you rich, because it's not a kingdom harvest, the world system can overcome it. And you see that you labor. You work so hard, but the returns are so little. You go to your farm, you weed like 20 acres. But what you bring home is nothing to write home about. It is because you have put aside the most valuable seed that God planted for us to be rich and to have breakthrough and to have what? Harvest and to have what? Revelation and to have what? All of the blessings. You have put it aside and your focus is on how smart you are, how wonderful a leader you are, how anointed you are. You forget His anointing. You forget the obedience of Jesus. All that your focus is, what you are dressing and what you are keeping is your own self. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to encourage all of you here. Sow something in your life. And do it deliberately. There is no farmer who goes to the bush without deliberately sowing anything. He expects that when he goes, he is going to harvest. You see, we used to have a plan, we call it Inchubu. Yeah, what I am. Nobody plants it. It grows by itself. Hey! But when was the last time you saw a water yam or Inchubu? Because there was no deliberate sowing. Is it? We don't deliberately sow Inchubu. Ladies and gentlemen, those times are over. Those times that you sit in church and you pray for 24 hours and you sit at home and read the Bible for 24 hours. And you expect that when you go out there in the practical field, you are going to reap something, those incubus periods are over.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody must be a proper farmer who deliberately sows. So when you are paid at the end of the month or whatever time you are paid, deliberately put some aside that you will give. Don't do like everything is in your pocket as and when and all that. No, there should be a decision you make that I am going to do. I have determined it in my heart that I'm going to give this much. The Bible says, according as you purpose in your heart, so give. I am talking to you about deliberate or planned giving. I am talking to you about deliberate or planned investments. Don't just sleep and wake up and expect that a harvest or breakthrough will come when you have not deliberately invested in something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deliberately yield yourself. Deliberately say, Lord, I am giving this unto you. Don't just walk in life and say, as and when it comes, as and when they need me, as and when. No, you must deliberately say, I am for this. I am available for this. I am investing myself for this. It must be something deliberate so that you can have a harvest. Deliberate sowing. Deliberate obedience. Deliberate life. Planned life. Not an amorphous life, no shape. As for me, I play a utility player. You cannot expect finances, a harvest in finances, if you have not sown money. When I say so money, I'm not just talking about bringing it to church. I'm talking about doing investments for your future. Don't live life as if there is no future. Eh? Have you heard the song, One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus? Huh? Many people misunderstand it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not saying that you shouldn't think about the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage all of you. Deliberately have investments in life. You can be a father, a mother, bring children into the world, and there is no investment for them. It is your kingdom responsibility to do that. Just as God invested his son for future yield, you to invest something for future yield. And these days you must be careful, because all sorts of people are coming parading around trying to get your money. Be careful about investments or susu or whatever thing that you do that promises you big returns, absolutely guaranteed. And some of you take all your money, you go and withdraw your money from the bank, and then you go and put it into this person or whatever investment, and because they have promised you something, wow, double your investment.
Now, what is that? What power is that? Crack down on the two that was there. Now, as I come over there, I got to tell you, oh, what is there? As my mom said, I said, this young one will bomb one more. Now, you will do every 100, a couple, 1,000, 80,000, every 10,000. To get there, you are only
there. There are many bad people around trying to eat your seed. They will tell you that I am doing you a favor. You, it's a favor I'm doing you. I don't do it for people. It's because of you. Bring the money because of you. And some of you fall for it easily. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If anybody comes to you and he says that, look, you don't even have to think about what I'm going to invest the money in, just give it to me. All that you do is I just sleep and the money will be doing something. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to follow through on whatever thing that we are using the money for. Be careful. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk briefly about Jesus as our first fruit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, our text, we came across Jesus, our first fruit, twice. The question you have to ask yourself is, what is a first fruit? First of all, you know that whatever you sow does not germinate until it dies. When it dies, it's going to bring forth a harvest. But before your harvest comes, if you didn't get anything throughout today, get this one. Before your harvest comes, the first fruit must come. It is part of the harvest that you harvest first. The Bible says that Jesus is not just a garden, he is not just a seed, he is also our first fruit. The first fruit is a guarantee that the rest of the harvest will come.
Now, about what the council is there, and they are what I know so much.
That is why God says that give me the first fruit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many people expecting harvest, but they are not treating Jesus as their first fruit. What does it mean when we say Jesus is our first fruit? It means that we must put him first in our lives. You must not put your job first in your life. You must not put even your church first in your life. You must not even put the work of God first in your life. Listen very carefully, because many people mix it up and they think that they are honoring Jesus, but they are not. That is the bane of the church of God now. Although they mention the name of Jesus, Jesus is not really first place in the church. He said to the last day church, I am standing at the door and I'm knocking. I want to come in. Can you imagine that? So what was the last day church doing with Jesus outside the church? Because they have literally put the work of God and the church before the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to encourage all of you. You must make Jesus your first fruit. Because the first fruit always comes before the harvest. If you make Jesus first place, you give him preeminence in your life. If we give him preeminence from the pulpit, if we give him preeminence before our fellow church members, when we shall tell our church members, honor Jesus first. As for me, you follow me only when you see that I am following Jesus. If we are going to give Jesus the first chance to have fellowship with his people, our harvest will come. When you wake up in the morning, if you are not going to pick your phone and check your WhatsApp, but you are going to take your Bible and you are going to have your devotion with him, the devil is bad. He will let all the free things shift to the time of your devotion. What makes me get to know is my security at home. Because the time that you hear them make calls, deep in the night, the time that God is working, the evening and the morning, at dawn, the time that God is working before things crystallize by the break of daylight. Those are the times that these people, they bring all the free times. So those are the times that you are trying to catch up on your WhatsApp, you are trying to catch up on your free things and going to the net and so few things, you know, here and there.
Then Jesus is on first place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse 5. Paul is talking about the church in Corinth, or rather, the church in Macedonia. In verse 5, he says that, and not only as we are hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. The Bible was talking about a certain grace of God upon the churches of Macedonia, that they are living in abundance. And Paul said to the church in Corinth that, I want Titus to bring the same grace in Macedonia to Corinth, so that you have breakthroughs and all that. And he says that what the churches in Macedonia do is that, first of all, they give themselves to the Lord, and then to Paul by the will of God. Maybe your harvest is tarrying. But I want you to know, if you put Jesus first, your harvest will come. Nothing will hold it back. If you put Jesus first, the kingdom will come practically in your life. You will see God's rule. You will see His realm. If you put Him first, other rule will be vanquished. He says he must reign till every authority has been put under his feet, including the last one, death. If you put Jesus first, the kingdom will come in your life. Other rules will be put down in your life. Other things that take all your attention will be vanquished.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.